This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Straight from the pages of the Black Spear blog.
Cranking up all four burners
on Jamie's Electric Stove.
Well, here's Kevin Jackson.
Kevin Jackson, how you doing, man?
All right, man. I'm sucking on one of those Larry King fresh breath mints. In D.C. Man, let me tell you something. I was busier than a pair of jumper cables at a redneck picnic yesterday. I must have done 15, 20 radio interviews.
You're at FAIR, right? The organizer of the event on immigration reform?
Exactly. And by the way, we got picketed. There were some people literally with these big megaphones screaming how racist it was. So I go up and do, you know, with my FAIR badge on and do an interview and say, hey, what's going on?
Yeah. Unbelievable. You know what's funny is I just did earlier in the week this. There was a report that showed that about welfare usage by immigrants, and you know it said that immigrants in this country, for the most part, 56% of them are on welfare or some form of welfare, which is a comparison to about 39% of people who are just Native Americans. People are
right.
not Native Americans, you know what I'm saying, but people native to this country. 56% usage. And so now we have to invite more of them.
What's crazy about it is 39% of the indigenous Americans being on welfare is crazy enough.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
But then you say, okay, everybody's talking about it. They're coming over and they're taking the jobs that nobody wants. In fact, I'll go a step further. Vicente Fox said the Mexicans are taking the jobs that even the black people don't want. That's how great he was in talking about black folks. Somebody should have slapped the lips off his face for saying that.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so it's not like these guys are coming over, and then I've said this before, to work and to be productive citizens and to come over like immigrants used to come over in the past. These guys are coming over to freeload because we have the best welfare system in the country. And people were like, well, Kevin, you guys are still devolved. You don't have national health care. And I go, let me tell you something. I don't get sick every day, but I got to eat every day.
Yeah.
I'm going to live in a country and you say you can have nationalized health care. I'll feed you and house you and give you cable TV and cell phones every day. I'll take that over your health care system all day long.
Yeah. So because we always hear whenever you question illegal immigration or maybe just how much we tolerate when it comes to immigration in this country, which I invite anybody to come to this country and try to make a go of it. And we've seen it with the Bosnian community, by the way. They're not among the people on welfare. We've seen it among all kinds of different people who come over here and make their way and are successful. So I'm not against any of that. But we're always told this story about how, well, no, they're just coming over here to pursue the American dream. Well, if the American dream is sitting on your rear end collecting a check from the government, maybe. But that's...
Yeah, well, you just said, you gave the number. You know, it's 59% or whatever coming over to pursue the American dream, which is the welfare lottery.
Yeah.
You know, but don't misunderstand me. Look, the 1.2 million people that line up to do it right, I welcome them. You know, the people that are the best and brightest of their country that say, I recognize in America what I want to derive from my own personal spirit. Man, come on over. Get in a game, dude. You know, we want you here. But the ones that are coming over the way they're coming over now, it's crazy. And I'll tell you something else. It's inversely proportionate to how America is performing. The more illegal immigration we allow, the less standing America has in the world, and this is what we've been seeing. Look at our test scores now, you know, from back in the 60s and the 70s versus now in comparison to the world. Look at our standing in the world, and look at the way that we've now allowed our America to be treated like a cheap prostitute.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And I guess when it comes to the welfare usage, I mean, we've got a situation here where, by the way, I want to make sure that people know that the majority of the 56% are Dominicans and Mexicans. I mean, that's just the truth right there. And so the on the lower rung are, you know, for instance, like Koreans and Canadians, but they're not, they don't even make up even hardly a percentage of people who are on welfare. The one thing I never understood, though, when I see immigrants, and nothing against them, but I'm just saying that, like, unless you're fleeing humanitarian strife or a crisis in your country, or you're fleeing oppression or whatever, I always find it interesting that somebody would leave their country to come over here, even though this is a great country. But, like, why wouldn't you stay in your country and try to make it better? That's what I can't – I don't understand.
Well, I think, and that's part of the problem, is that you bring that defeatist mentality over with you, because most people would. Most people would start – I mean, look at the Tea Party. It is about changing this country so we don't end up looking like a third world country. So we're right now fighting for this. We're capitalists. People are out there, you know, giving up jobs and saying, you know what, I'm gonna go and do my thing and for the cause of America. Imagine that spirit moving over into another country. That's just, those are people that are gonna build.
Yeah.
But when you get up, when you're a defeatist and you say, look, I don't care, you know, this country, what the heck, you know, I'm just going to move to another country. Well, guess what? You bring it with you. Look at areas of Southern California, man. These places look like Mexico, and I'm not talking about the coastal Riviera. I'm talking about these places look like the interior of Mexico, people living in shanty towns in areas of I forget what county, but, you know, where the migrant workers are. It looks like Mexico.
Yeah.
A poorer part of Mexico. So, you know, look, we don't want that in this country. We want a beautiful country. We want people that want to come here to contribute. And the idea that we want to protect our borders and make it difficult to get into this country because it means so much, that to me says you care about yourself.
Yeah, well, don't be so hard on those folks.
They're like the Chilean miners.
I mean, come on. I mean, they're like the Chilean miners. Hey, buddy, we're running out of time here, but I did want to question, though, why you're up there at D.C. I thought maybe you'd be in Al Sharpton's National Extortion Network listening to President Obama tell you about how hard
it was. One of the things I try to remember, I try to remind people when they say, well, you're president now, you're out of touch. I said, listen, it was only a few years ago I was still paying off my student loans.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're seeing the result of that because he's acting like a 17-year-old, college kid.
I know, you're right, buddy. All right, man, listen, blacksphere.net is where we can find you, and thanks a lot for being up there as our correspondent with FAIR. You're doing great work, buddy.
All right, partner. Take care.
My great-great-grandfather emigrated from Ireland, came in 1850, worked a year, and then sent for his family within a month of Barack Obama's great-great-great-grandfather leaving the same county as a shoemaker at the same time. Isn't that amazing? Barack Obama and I are president and now and vice president of the United States of America. But if we applied the same standards we're applying today, that wouldn't have happened.
I believe in white supremacy.
I spent last summer going through the black sections of my town holding rallies in parks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love your line of thinking here. If you're a woman, wouldn't you rather be born in the United States as opposed to, for example, Saudi Arabia? Or if you're black, how about this, Kevin? Aren't you grateful to God that you were born in this country rather than, for example, Sudan?
I'm just glad you're not calling me Umbuku and I had to immigrate. That's all I got to say, Brian. Look, the fact of the matter is if you're a woman or black or anything else in America...
I think you just made a promo.
All right, Umbuku, continue.
You can call me Kevin, Brian, but my given name is Umbuku. The point I'm making is very simple, guys. When you're in America, Barack Obama wants to make it sound like if you're black, you have no prospects. Because here's the deal, Brian. No black people can own their own businesses because there's a white man keeping them down. If you're a woman, you can't do for yourself because you know what? There's some mean-spirited white Republican male trying to keep you down. So guess what? Women don't become CEOs and run businesses. Women don't own their own businesses. Black people can't own their own businesses and be bossing white people around. What? In America? Are you stupid?
Wow.
And when you think about it in those terms, and you just flip it. I mean, I'm no genius here. Just flip it. You understand how the left thinks. The left believes, as I said, as a condition of birth, you are born into this poor situation, Kevin. How in the heck are you going to get out of being black? Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ignore it. I'm just going to take advantage of the opportunity that this country gives. And we have a president who wants people to feel bad. And that's what pisses me off, man.
KJ, bring it this morning.
Way to go, Buku.
Yes.
Oh man, I tell you, that is music to my ears right there, guys.
KJ, he's our buddy. TheBlacksphere.net is his website. Author, speaker. You want to bring him out to California? Please do. KJ, all the best to you, man. We love you.
All right, take care, Brian.
I'm calling him Mbuku for the rest of his life. I hope he realizes that. He just signed himself up for a new nickname.
Oh, that's great.
You've heard The View from Joy Behar, a left-wing Manhattan multimillionaire TV star trying to make herself feel like a better person than you by speaking for the oppressed. Have you bought into that? Neither have we. If you're ready for the real thing, it's here. Now, The Oppressed View with Amy Oliver and Kevin Jackson. Amy's experienced American oppression as a single mother of three with more jobs than kids, trying to make ends meet under the hostile glare of a disapproving society. And Kevin, tragically born black in America, where every bad thing that happened in his whole life was because of racism. Now, Amy and Kevin with The Oppressed View.
22 minutes after 9 o'clock in the Mountain Time Zone, and because it's a Thursday in the first hour of the Amy Oliver Show, that means we get to have the pleasure of the always hysterical and generally politically incorrect Kevin Jackson. And Kevin, really, this week has been, in some ways, it's talk radio Christmas for those of us who like to take on the left's hypocrisy on racism, especially with what has happened to Herman Cain. And you know what? I think you're probably the only person, I'm going to go on a limb and say this, Kevin, you're the only person who are comparing Sharon Bialek, who is the one who is accusing Herman Cain publicly, or at least she's the one coming out in a press conference, of sexual harassment, comparing her to Susan Smith. I mean, I got to tell you, that's good. Can I read this one line?
Sure.
Or actually, you talk about how your BS meter went off. And you write, you see, when I heard this story about Sharon Bialek, I recalled the media hoopla over the Susan Smith who said that she had been carjacked by a black man and her two babies were in the car. It just didn't pass the smell test. Black carjackers don't want somebody else's kids. That's just a headache for which there is no pill.
It's funny when I get my stuff ripped back at me because I honestly forget what I write.
And of course, you know what, as a mom, we're all saying, oh, there is absolutely no way that I would allow somebody to take my kids. You'd have to kill me first.
Absolutely.
And you're looking at it from the other person's perspective. Why do I want your kids?
Right. He would go, you know what, I got to get rid of these kids and, you know, drop them off. I don't want to hurt them because carjackers have hearts. Black carjackers do. They get it.
Yeah, and you know what? Her car wasn't worth it.
It wasn't worth it. So the same thing with Bialik, and I go on to say that there's a definitive reason why, and it is because beautiful white women do not go to black men to get jobs. That just doesn't happen. And if
otherwise, everybody would be going to you to get a job.
Yeah, right. So if Pamela Anderson calls me and says, hey, Kev, can we meet? I need some help getting a job. I kind of think she's got jungle fever because she's not trying to get a job for me.
9:37 the time in the Mountain Time Zone. You're listening to News Talk 1310 KFK's Amy Oliver Show and the Oppressed View on this Thursday, November 10th. Happy birthday, Marine Corps. We'll say that pretty much throughout the show all day long. 236 years old today. Kevin, I want to get back to your blame it on Kane. This is the one from Tacky Mag. You write, back when Obama was questioned about his elementary school transcripts, Hollyweird utopians were outraged. How dare they question his grades? Don't they know, like, he's the smartest guy ever? How racist. But a black conservative, let a black conservative come under attack, and suddenly the Democrat, and you have rat and big rat pack, disappear to save a whale or a baby seal. Anything is better than saving a black conservative. There's no charity in that. Pretty scathing words, because you actually, I mean, where's Harry Belafonte, Samuel L. Jackson, Morgan Freeman, Alec Baldwin, anybody else, where are they?
Yeah, well, Alec Baldwin stopped selling his Bank One, you know, pimping his bank, Capital One credit cards long enough to help a brother out, right? Where's the National Organization of Women saying, hey, it's an atrocity that as strong as women are in this day and time, that we're still using the crutch of sexual harassment to, you know, advance our careers and what have you. You know, things like this. That's what liberal women stand for. They're equal to men, so the left is full of hypocrisies. In fact, that's what I talk a lot about in my second book, Sexy Brilliance, and I'm not trying to give it a plug, as you guys know, but that's what we talk about, and you know, is that these guys are the most disingenuous thing when it comes, they say, oh, we're for black people, but we're only for certain black people. You know, Herman Cain, he's black, but he's got that R after his name, and as I've, you know, laughingly said to many liberals, where's your swatch, because he's apparently too black for you.
Yeah, make sure the color chart fits.
Right. If you're not light-skinned Negro with the no-Negro dialect, well, then we have no use for you, Jesse Jackson.
You have to be clean and articulate.
Oh, yeah. They got their rules about it. It's some of it's unwritten and some of it's in the secret handshake manual.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
An immigration lawyer says today is the first day in a month that no parents charged with crossing the U.S. border illegally have been separated from their kids. President Trump tweeted that Democrats have been telling phony stories of sadness and grief. New information is now emerging about the viral photo of a crying immigrant girl. Her image is on the front cover of Time magazine. Border Patrol agent Carlos Ruiz says he encountered her and her mother. They've come from Honduras.
We asked her to set the kid down in front of her so we can properly search the mother. The kid immediately started crying as he set it down. I personally went up to the mother and asked her, "Are you doing okay? Is the kid okay?" And she said, "Yes." She's tired and thirsty. It's 11 o'clock at night.
The child was not separated from her mother. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I asked the question of the day, why are people not coming to the aid? Well, no, what was the question of the day? Why do we always go after our own? The other one was, the other day, was why did people not come to the aid of Donald Trump? Why do people like us, why do we eat our own, I think is what they were saying, right? Why do we always go after our own? And I'm going to juxtapose that along with, why is it that we don't come to the aid of one another? And the second one's a little easier in the sense that it's tough to say, I'm going to jump in and on the fray, which I think we're getting better. I think conservatives are getting better. I'm the person to jump in, so I don't understand that question. So they say, why don't you come to the aid of righteousness? We tend to do it. So I'm less inclined to believe that part of it in terms of, I think we will do that. People are hesitant. Some people jump faster than others. As I mentioned, I go in quick. But this other, you know, the side of it is, why is it that we go after our own? I made the comment earlier that we don't have our own. The only thing that we share collectively is our, I'm talking about as conservatives, is our quest for righteousness and truth. That's what the left doesn't do. They don't care about the truth. If we find out a story is a lie, we go, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, that story's a lie. The left will go, well, I mean, even if it is, they deserve it. They should still have to deal with the consequences of this, the terrible story. Like, they know Trump is no tie to the Russians, but they don't care. They don't. If it was about truth, the story would have ended. Many others, Trump is a racist, would have ended. He's a misogynist, be over. They will trust me, it's coming back, folks. They'll cycle it back. It loses steam each time, but they're still going to do it. And the reason why it loses the most steam with Trump is because he doesn't care. It's white noise. Pardon the racial, pun about right, white noise. Don't call it black noise. So when we talk about these various issues, you got to keep this in mind. Why are we not coming to the aid of each other when we talk about illegal immigration, for example? Let me give you an illegal that you could use as a poster child for why you are against illegal immigration. There's a guy, his name is Eric Cruz Lopez, a stellar illegal, remnant of the Obama era. And naturally, this criminal represents the Dreamers. He's a college-age kid. And of course, the Dreamers, we all know, are solid citizens. Leftists say they dream of life in America, living in peace and harmony. Oh, and voting Democrat.
Yeah, can't leave that out.
But our poster child for leftist dreamers, Eric Cruz Lopez, received taxpayer-funded welfare in the form of college indoctrination from the University of Connecticut. That's the way I learned how to spell Connecticut. Connecticut. You Connecticut. Interestingly, this college miseducated dreamer finds himself in trouble. And as Trump said during the campaign of many illegals, folks, he says they enter America not to improve their lives, but to disrupt ours. Well, I said that, but he was saying it indirectly. He was saying they come over to sell drugs. They come over to traffic in sex. They come over bringing disease. And they don't even come over here necessarily to work. And I don't know all that what he said, but much of that was implied. Whether you're voting illegally to skew our elections or you're committing more heinous crimes, this new breed of illegal presents nothing but trouble in America. And the left wants you to ignore it. And such is the case with our dreamer, Eric Cruz Lopez. And what's funny is, he was arrested after vandalizing 103 buildings around the campus of the University of Connecticut. And all of the vandalism was anti-Trump. So you've got a guy living in America, getting a college education on your tax dollars. And he goes around, and our new president takes over, and he commits 103 acts of vandalism on behalf of the new president. Thank you, America. I love you so much. I love you. Ironically, Lopez protested outside the Obama White House in December of 2016. And you guys are, in February of 2016. And you guys are probably wondering, well, he was being equal-handed. He was fair about his protest. No, he was just bolstering Barack Obama's crazy stance that said, you know what? I'm going to let everybody come in and we're going to legalize illegal immigration because of I love this logic. There's already so many of them here. Why not just legalize it? And of course I quipped back, well, there's a lot of rapes. So every year, why don't we just legalize it? There's a lot of murders every year. Why don't we just legalize it? We legalized extortion. Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. We legalized lying. With Lois Lerner and Shinecki and the VA and a host of others, the President of the United States, Hillary Clinton, and many others, Susan Rice. We've legalized crime. Black Lives Matter. We've legalized terrorism. Why not legalize it? Legalize illegal immigration. That'll do it. Anyway, this guy, Eric Lopez, Cruz Lopez. You must say Cruz before Lopez, okay? So anyway, Eric Cruz Lopez vandalized. He was spotted in February leaving areas where the vandalism occurred. And authorities were able to connect the dots, you see. Since Cruz Lopez kept popping up in areas where the crimes occurred. They were like, hey, hold on a minute. I believe I've seen that essay before. I know he looks very familiar. Hey, I tell you, that looks like that dude Cruz Lopez. It is, I believe you're right. That's our bandito. And they got him. So, UConn police identified him through surveillance cameras and his UConn swipe card. Police installed extra cameras to help them find the vandal, according to the Hartford Courant. Cruz Lopez was arrested on May the 7th and released without having to post bail. He's no longer enrolled at the University of Connecticut. Here's what he wrote in a police statement. I did the graffiti. I'm open to entering into a conversation about restitution. I'm open to entering into a conversation about restitution. It's a lot of words just to say, you know what, I'm willing to pay for it. According to his arrest paperwork, Cruz Lopez is a community organizer for Connecticut Students for a Dream, an organization that advocates on behalf of undocumented immigrants, in other words, illegals. And he describes himself as one, too. He has not yet entered a plea to the charges, and he's not represented by a lawyer, but he's due back on June the 14th, where I hope ICE is waiting to deport his Mexican behind. Because just so we're clear, folks, this illegal commits vandalism in America, mocking our president. He represents millions of others who dare do the same, and the left condone his actions. What would leftist morons say if Cruz Lopez had done this to Barack Obama? Do you think they'd be calling for him to be deported?
I don't believe he should be here. He's not respecting the office of the presidency, and he's an illegal. Why is he even here? How did he get here? How dare he talk to Obama like that?
Yeah. If they can make our people sound country when they talk smack about us, we can make theirs sound very British and bourgeois. Unbelievable. The idea, folks, of allowing illegal trespassers and even more dangerous criminals into this country ahead of those getting here legally can only be described as the thoughts of an asinine, insane, leftist, moron, knuckle-dragging... Can't say the last word. Sorry. Only a moron leftist would even consider such a travesty. Cruz Lopez showcases exactly what anti-illegal immigration people argue about daily. People like me. You either respect our laws and respect our people, or you get the heck out of Dodge. Don't make me get up out of this chair. Whether you like the president or not, folks, one expects those wishing to gain entry into the greatest country in the world to not break the law or denigrate our president. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. Hope the Homeland Security deports this boy. I really do, because I see no reason to keep this ingrate here. Moreover, his illegal status adds to the charges. Hopefully this places him, I don't even think hopefully, if I were President Trump, I'd make sure his butt was at the top of the deportation list. I would film him going to Mexico and see what happens when he gets there. I would want to make an example out of this fool. Removing him would send a clear message that America represents opportunity, folks, to citizens and people who get here legally, not people like Cruz Lopez. And before Lopez goes, I want him to pay the $4,200 in damages that he's due to pay the taxpayers of America who paid for that campus that he put his stuff on.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
According to an Environment Ministry document and 7 security, environmental, and provincial officials, Iraq is searching for highly dangerous radioactive material stolen last November. If acquired by Islamic State, it is feared that it could be used as a weapon. The material went missing from a storage facility near the southern city of Basra. The facility is owned by U.S. oil field services company Weatherford. A spokesman for Iraq's Environment Ministry said he could not speak about the issue due to concerns over national security. Weatherford representatives have declined requests for comment.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's Kevin Jackson Show. Always trying to enlighten you on these misconceptions, the idea that government has your best interest in mind. It used to. Government cared about you. Government wanted you to be successful. It wanted you to be part of the American dream. It no longer wants that. Government conspires against you in almost every way. Whether it's protecting our borders, they'll tell you, no. It's compassion to let these people in. Really? So compassion is letting them steal our jobs? Compassion is putting them on a system that's already got its back broken? I'm talking the school system. I'm talking the medical system. I'm talking the welfare system. Building an entitlement mentality under liberalism, as opposed to the way we used to bring people in, it's compassionate to overlook the people who want to get here legally? That's compassion? It's nonsense. We also know our porous borders are the reasons why people are coming in here and have set up terror cells in all 50 states. But no, it's compassion. It's compassionate. We talk about our debt, our deficit, the things that we spend money on. If we got rid of the people that were at zero productivity because they're coming over here and or they're over here criminally, what do you think it would save us? I have no idea. But I'm going to bet you it's billions of dollars. Then let's look at the jobs that they're currently in that other people who want to get work, what would it be? What would the real unemployment rate drop to if we got rid of everybody who was working here illegally? What would happen if we didn't have the terrorism in our midst because we had been checking our borders and we weren't having to spend billions and billions of dollars on protection? What would happen? I mean, look, there's an absolute financial reason for running our country properly. There's also a philosophical reason, because that's what you should do. But we don't. But let's talk about immigration for a minute. How the government protects you. There's a lady I want to tell you about. And I'm reading from an article from U.S. World Report, rather. It says, if the United States is not careful, then it may soon share more than just one common language with England. It was recently reported that a Slovakian woman and her husband are so in love with England's welfare benefits that they would never consider returning to their native country. The woman has given birth to 11 children and has 11 grandchildren so far. She and her husband receive $40,000 annually in taxpayer-funded benefits. Her husband never works regularly. Her husband commented, this is a quote, "I'm not going back. No, not ever. I like it here in England. England gives me a house, give me doctor, school, benefit. England good. Thank you much, England. Thank you very much." And his wife, her name is Katrina Sisarova, she chimed in, "I get child benefit, tax credit, housing benefit. I've got a better life here than in my country. I'm never going back to Slovakia. Never." I'm just telling you, folks, we have people living in this country. First of all, forget people immigrating. We have people living in this country currently who are citizens of the United States who are taking advantage of the system like this. Now, you compound that with the people coming over who are now the new immigrants, the new group of takers, and what do you get? You get identically the same thing. This is where we are in this country. We don't have to wait for it. This guy's saying, "Hey, this doesn't bode well for the United States." Look, dude, I don't know, you know, the name of the guy or person who wrote this article. It's already here. 11 children and 11 grandchildren. Now, are these people that have immigrated to England that are kids being productive now? I don't know. Yeah, I can, you know, we can only speculate. But she, with 11 kids, it's $40,000 coming out of the society with neither person ever saying, "I want to give enough back to have earned my way." I'll put it to you another way. If you run a company and you have a person there and they do nothing. You pay them $40,000 a year, but they add nothing to your company. Based on taxes alone, you better have brought in $100,000 to cover them. $40,000 to pay them, right? And then you got to pay your taxes and you got to run your company. And that's bare minimum. Retail uses a 3x multiplier minimum on a product in order to break even. When you look at, you know, returns and what they call shrinkage, which is a euphemism for theft, and on and on. You cannot have somebody that's taking that much out of your economy and putting nothing into it. Now, Kevin, they put money into it because they buy stuff. Yeah, I mean, some people look at it. Nancy Pelosi says that when you give people money like that, you make money. Because poor people apparently defy the laws of physics, even economic physics. And for every dollar they make, Pelosi says they give back $1.50 to society. Now, you do the math. If that's the case, let's just give everything away, right? But the fact of the matter is that they don't. It's a drain. Sure, they buy gasoline. Sure, they have to, you know, pay for a few things here and there. They put that money back in. Okay? But don't try to tell me it's cost neutral. It costs money. Any more than if I just gave an employee $40,000 a year and I try to go, well, look, in the scheme of things, it's a break-even pop. How's it break-even? Unbelievable. It says, the doling out of welfare benefits in such great amounts that no outside income is required for any necessities of life turns this scenario upside down. A welfare system which allows immigrants to come to our country, to our shores, then receive a place to live, sufficient income to pay for food, utilities, transportation, merely pays people to do nothing to better themselves. See, you should have to fight for that. I would like to see them in a gladiator ring. I mean, you know, Kevin, you're talking about them killing each other. No, whatever. I'm just telling you, I want you to have to fight for it. Somebody hands you that. The next question is, how can I get more? That would be mine. I'm going to tell you right now, if I went somewhere and somebody said, hey, man, they're giving out $50,000 over there. I go, what for? You know, I'm headed to the line. I'm not going to question it, but I'm going to go, like, what for? I mean, is it possible for me to get two of them? Can I call some people? That's what I'm asking for. Not to question it, not to, well, that's crazy. No, I'm going to get in line. And then my first question when I get up there and they say, well, Mr. Jackson, sign here to get your $50,000. I'm going to say, hey, just out of curiosity, is there a way to get more? I'm going to ask them. If you don't have the answer, I'm going to ask them. Well, you know, it's funny you would ask, Kevin. You're the first person. Yeah. If you can come back and bring a friend, we'll give you a $25,000 bonus. Fantastic. Any limit on friends? I'm going to stretch it. And let me tell you something, folks, whether you believe it or not, there are people out there who stretch this stuff to the limit. You may look at him as crazy. You may go, oh, man, that dude, he ain't worth nothing. He on the street. Get that dude to talk to you about welfare. Find out how smart he is. Well, yeah, man, so see what I do. I get my SSI check. Then I go over here and I get in the food line and they give me that, right? And then I get this and they pay for this here. But they'll only pay for it for a week. Now, if you go over to so-and-so, you can add a couple more days, but that's about it. You know, so you ain't going to get but 9 days on that program. But then, see, there's a whole other fix there. You jump over here and go to the department of such-and-such, and then they'll hook you up for another week or so. Okay? Now, go to here's the next thing you do, and this is where you get some extra change. You go to the emergency room. You say you got some pain, right? Pain in your back. Then they're going to give you some Oxycontin. They give you that Oxycontin, man, and boom, you get the street. That's worth $150 a pill. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you go back, and you go back 3-4 times a week. If you do that, man, you could we got $3,000 a month with Oxycontin. I'm just telling you. How do I know this stuff? It isn't because I sit in the ivory tower. It's because I live in the hood, and I got family and friends that will tell you how to hook it up. Now, I don't have any need for Oxycontin. I'm never going to sell Oxycontin on the street illegal or even in my house illegally. But I'm telling you how people hook it up. Short break. We'll be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.